Yeah, the morning after a pretty complete hockey game. You guys must be liking the way that went and looking ahead to another tough one tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things to build on. Looking to continue that momentum going forward. Good day of practice today, so it's going to be a good test tomorrow night.
How do you gauge when a team is confident? I mean, you come back from that trip when you think back to the Boston stuff, and then you think where you guys are now. How do you can you feel confidence in the room or on the ice or?
Well, I think we're a young team. We're still trying to build our identity. Consistency has been a challenge for us this year. You know, we can do it last night against a really good team. Now it's just a matter of doing that every single night. So that's going to be our biggest challenge. When you're able to maintain that over long stretches, that's when you build confidence in your room.
You guys share most people's surprise with Columbus?
They've done kind of exactly what every team's trying to do. You know, they've bought into a game plan. Every guy's bought into their role, and when you got 20 guys kind of pushing in the same direction, it doesn't really matter who you have on your team. They got a lot of talent, and they're a complete team right now. So that's what every team's striving to get to. It's what makes them dangerous and what's made them successful this year.
You get fired up because it's a unique challenge to do what now 14 or 13 teams have not been able to do in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we're worried about ourselves. You know, I think we have enough confidence in our room that if we play a certain way, stay patient with our game, and put a complete 60 minutes together, then we have an opportunity to beat anyone. You know, this team has obviously shown that they can beat anyone. They're on a really good streak right now, so certainly you'd like to see that come to an end in our building. But it's more about us than it is about them. You know, if we worry about what we're doing, play a complete game, we should have an opportunity to give ourselves a chance to win tomorrow.
You guys have historically had some really good success on this break, even right from when you first came from Atlanta. Is there, do you point to anything that you can get such good starts after the holiday break?
I mean, I can only speak personally. You know, it came at a great time. Played a ton of hockey. Everyone's going to go through a stretch like we went through. Maybe not to the degree we went to, but we were worn out. So to get 4 days of just staying at home and not having to come to the rink, it did wonders for me. It looked like it did a lot for our group as well. So we had a lot of energy yesterday. We had a lot of energy at practice today. So we look to be trending upward.
Just from your standpoint as captain, the roster moves that were made today and where you feel this club sits right now with the players you have inside your room?
Well, that's when you know you're going in the right direction, when you have to make difficult decisions. Obviously, two guys who've done a great job for us this year. You just can't have quality hockey players watching games. You got to get them ice time. They're young players. It'd be good for them to get down there and get a lot of ice time, get a lot of exposure down there so that if and when they're back up with us, they're going to be firing on all cylinders again.